I want to get a U.S. women's soccer update right quick, KT, because we're up 2-0, but things are getting dicey.
Women's World Cup quarterfinals, USA and France, and it's getting a little bit fervid. USA was up 2-0. Mm-hmm. Okay, that Megan Rapinoe with two goals.
Is that right?
One in the first half, one in the second half. 2-0.
Atta girl.
But the big issue, and I'm not a big soccer guy, but I'm just going off what I'm hearing, and I do pay attention at World Cup time of year.
Of course.
And listen to some of the guys like Roy and Dawson, some of these guys really love it at the station.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the big concerns about the USA women's is their back line. Well, France just pumped one in at the 81st minute, so it's 2-1. USA leads France.
And they're threatening
today this
right
morning
now.
On Sean and RJ. Today yes. this morning. Did I say today this
That's
morning?
That's okay. I'm with you.
On Sean and RJ, Roy called this the most important game in women's U.S. World Cup history. Now, Sean and RJ quickly said, well, wait, didn't they win the gold last year? But Roy said, no, because they were playing Japan.
Oh, and yeah, he's been reprimanded for that.
But apparently France is really good, and this is like one of the few teams seen that can actually beat Team USA women. So 2-1, just a few minutes left.
Well, Roy made a sacrifice for Team USA, and we'll get into some of that audio at 4 o'clock after we talk about Zeke. But I want to tell a quick funny hockey story. So on our show, we've talked about the Dallas-based metal band Power Trip.
Yeah, love those guys.
My dude, Nick, he's a guitarist in the band. They're currently in Finland because they're touring the world.
G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. And he sent me a message and said, just met and caught up with Jari Lehtinen in Finland today.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty wild. Play a little bit of that Power Trip there, Shippy. And imagine Jari Lehtinen on the front row.
Jari, sorry.
He moved back to Finland and just won the world championship managing the Finnish national team.
Hell yeah, he did.
So he was carrying the gold medal around. He is a
Man.
Huge metal fan. So, dude, he's at a metal show with a giant gold medal around his neck.
That's awesome. Yuri Lehtinen, once I ran into him when I worked at the Sports Authority,
uh-huh.
that store, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a really nice guy. I can tell you.
That's a great story.
If you in this, it's one of those things where everyone's got an opinion here. But if you look at the top 20 athletes ever in DFW.
Yep.
Yuri Lehtinen has a case to be in that top 20.
You mean you're talking about just the contributions as a player, not athletic ability?
Yeah, contributions
yeah.
as a player.
Yeah.
And I don't know if people realize that about Yuri Lehtinen.
Well,
I know. And there's arguments, but there's a big series that some of my buddy Orr came up with for the summer at the Athletic. They're
uh-huh.
doing 19 and 19. So the 19 most important players, okay, in DFW sports history, and everyone on the staff voted. And I think it'll be interesting to see if Yuri Lehtinen gets in the top 20. Let's put it that way.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Hey, since we're doing list, speaking of list, let's get back to that ringer list from yesterday. It was the 100 best moments or things happening on the internet or in pop culture in the first half of 2019. We hit some really good ones yesterday. The Ringer's great at doing things like this. Let's pick up where we left off and hit some more of this.
Yeah, Monday, July 1st begins the second half of the year. So kind of wrapping up the first half of the year. Where we left it off is now at number 49,
mm-hmm.
okay? And it's at the Oscars where Spike Lee, it was cut on mic saying, talking about the Knicks saying, we're trying to tank.
Didn't Samuel? I think Samuel Jackson started.
Yeah,
that,
he started
and then
it.
Spike Lee finished it off.
Hey,
by the way, dude, did you see Black Klansman?
I haven't seen that yet, but it's on my HBO, so I'll get to it.
Dude, it's awesome. I'm a Spike Lee fan in general. I think he's a great filmmaker, but it's a true story. And it's an incredible movie. But there's parts of it that are funny. It's Denzel Washington's son is in mm-hmm. it, and so is Adam Driver. The acting is great.
Adam Driver's kind of a beating to me.
Yeah, I like him. I mean, I'm the only guy in the world that thought that show Girls was good.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a great movie. You should definitely check it out.
Number 48, Hulu starts a Fire Festival documentary release war with Netflix.
Okay, that should be top 10.
Well,
the whole Fire Fest thing.
There will be more on the Fire Fest
okay.
later in the list.
Okay.
But yes.
That was as petty as the Fire Fest.
Did you watch the
other
one? Did you watch the Hulu one too?
No, because you told me enough about it where I felt like I didn't need to.
I mean,
the other one was better, right?
The Netflix one is better, but the Hulu one actually interviews the guy.
Oh. But is he in jail?
And it's very, like, Man, it's like, oh, man, we got him. Look at him cave under pressure of this
interview.
Really?
Okay, then
so
I'll
go back and
watch
it. So the Hulu one is really good.
Okay.
It might be better now that you have a little time to separate it. And what's weird about it is on both of them, some of them had the same footage.
Right.
On both documentaries.
Right.
So that was a lot of fun to watch those, though. Number 44 on the list is where we jump to next, Skin. And it's Drake giving Nick Nurse a shoulder rub. Just last month.
Okay, all right.
2 months ago, I guess.
I think that should be in there. I'm on board with that.
Number 39 is where we jump to now. And this is... Oh, did you see the Beyonce thing on Netflix? That hurt from her Coachella?
Netflix and chill.
I probably shouldn't have put that on there, given that our demographic is males 25 to 54. But it's awesome. It's so good.
Is it a documentary?
Yes.
Okay.
And it walks through her Coachella performance from...
Really?
2 years ago, last year.
Is this the Lemonade era stuff, or is that after?
A year ago, man.
Okay.
It wasn't long ago.
Okay.
But I got an Uber the night that was that was happening, and my Uber driver was so pumped because she was listening to a live stream of it on Sirius.
Okay.
And it was awesome.
Wow, cool.
So, like, you can hear it on, I mean, it's on Spotify now, but if you watch it, you're going to go, there's a drum line.
Yeah.
It was really good.
There's
a lot that went into that performance. It'll make you maybe, if you didn't, I'm sure everyone respects Beyonce, but if you didn't respect her gifts of performing.
She can sing her butt off. She's incredible. She's really talented. I think that's the Lemonade stuff, because didn't she mess around with some of that stuff with Coldplay at halftime of the Super Bowl 2 years ago?
Yes.
Okay.
But they couldn't have Coldplay do the whole thing.
Yeah.
Now, did you see what happened with the Sonic the Hedgehog movie? Because that's 38 on the list.
No one's ever asked me that question.
Well, your kid would know what this is, so that's why you should go with this. Sonic the Hedgehog movie came out. They released a trailer.
Okay.
Okay. And everyone goes, okay, but why is his teeth all like that? So if you look at it, he's got human teeth.
Oh, I remember seeing all this.
And the internet's like, wait, why does the hedgehog have human teeth?
All right. I do remember all this.
So that was worthy of being on the list, too.
That's good.
Next on the list, 37. This is, again, the Ringer's Top 100 Moments.
And we're
pop
just
culture in
2019. Bouncing around.
Yeah, I'm bouncing around. I picked the ones that were pertinent to our show and our audience, I think.
Okay, yep.
Russell Westbrook goes 20-20-20 in honor of Nipsey Hussle.
That was incredible. We had a big discussion on our show about that.
Yeah.
I mean, that was...
How do you even do that?
But just having the will to do it in honor, to do something statistically relevant to your friend who has died, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that is amazing.
And just, okay, first of all, it's an accomplishment. Like, it's an incredible accomplishment.
Didn't
just
we determine that it had never been done before or only one other time in history?
That's it. And I think I was the one who said, I think the 4 home run game was the one that I think is, like, more difficult than that.
Right.
Because I just think it's real hard to hit home runs.
It is.
35.
I mean, I do it.
A coffee cup finds its way onto an episode of Game of Thrones.
There was a lot of talk on our show about that.
That was pretty good, man.
I don't understand. It's not a real world.
It was a Starbucks.
That's okay.
Man.
It's not that outrageous for that world to have a Starbucks. I don't think. I mean, there's dragons flying around. What do you want? Oh, it's not realistic. There's a Starbucks.
26, the whole Pete Davidson saga that leading to him making out with Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah. Is he still with her?
I don't know, man. You know, I really don't know much about Pete until Saturday Night Live's out of content and they run him out on Weekend Update.
To talk about his personal life
but
Big D energy.
But that's become the best for that show because it's weird because he might have, okay, he's a stand-up comedian. He's a lot like Jay Farrow was.
Yeah.
He never just found a very good comfort level on SNL because he's very good at stand-up. Pete's the same thing. He laughs in every sketch he's in.
Do you know who the best example of that was ever? Chris Rock was on SNL forever doing
Absolutely.
Matt X and nothing else, and then delivered one of the greatest hours of stand-up in the history of all time when he did Bring the Pain on HBO.
Number 21, the guy that kind of looks like fish, Andy King from the Fire Festival documentary, immediately becomes a meme for talking about the things that he would do to go above and beyond for the team.
He was down for the cause.
He was totally down for the cause, and that cause... number 20, The Masked Singer.
Oh, is that? Hold on. It was, wasn't it Antonio Brown?
Antonio Brown was the first one. Such a stupid show on Fox.
It's basically just one show after another with someone singing for semi-famous
and music. And it's gone. Like, Dax Shepard, I love Dax Shepard, but he's on a show on Fox right now. It's called Spin the Wheel. I mean.
Oh, my God.
It sounds like our night show.
Yeah, KNC's got to be pissed.
Number 19, HBO's Chernobyl.
I need to watch that.
You would love it.
I know I would.
I would need to watch that. Three more left here.
Oh, my God. The chicken tacos, street tacos just arrived.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy crap.
Number 13.
Yep.
The end of Avengers. Avengers Endgame.
Okay. I still haven't seen it.
So it's the one I did go see.
Did you like it?
Yeah. I mean, I just didn't know a lot of the stuff that was happening.
Right.
But I didn't have a problem with it. I thought it was good. It was very well done.
My son loved it, so.
I just seen very few of those movies, you know?
Yep.
Moving on, I think there's a few that you might not know. Number 3, Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga performing Shallow.
Yeah, I know all about
God, how weird. You know he broke up with his girl?
Yeah. That doesn't mean he's...
No, it doesn't. But it's working in Lady Gaga, the way Lady Gaga wanted it to.
What?
Because she was clearly more into him than he was into her.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
What?
He's Bradley Cooper.
And she's Lady Gaga.
I mean...
Number 1.
He can listen to her records. He doesn't have to...
Billy Ray Cyrus and Lil Nas X get together for the number 1 song of the year.
All right. I think I can get on board with this being the number 1 weird moment of the
year. I can too, but
I
just remember the day I walked into our show meeting. I was like, why are you guys talking about this Lil Nas X guy? I've never heard of
him.
Well,
stop.
It was before he broke out.
Hold on. Stop. Don't say, why are you guys...
No, it was
stop.
Ben. It was Ben.
Ben couldn't stop talking about it.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I didn't know what we were doing.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, this is a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, then I went to the internet and searched it. I was like, oh, my God.
That's all you listen to now is his little
knock. His EP is so good.
Man.
It's 7 good songs.
You'll see.